you as a leader drive up your performance by focusing on your people? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today we're going to look at something that might not be intuitively obvious, that to really make your results go up as a team, you need to focus on the people first. In our Frontline Leadership program, we ask this question, and so I'll ask it to you now, to think about the best manager or supervisor for whom you've ever worked in your career so far. And think about some of the characteristics that that person used that make them so good, at least in your opinion. Now, when you look at that list and when we flip chart those items in our workshop, what we notice is that there will be some technical items on the list, like most of the time your high-performing leader will have been knowledgeable and competent in your process. They may have been good at making decisions and solving problems. But when you go deeper into the list, you'll notice that most of the items actually relate to their interpersonal skills, not their technical skills. This poses a big challenge for you as a frontline leader, because chances are you were promoted based on your technical skills, not necessarily your interpersonal skills. And yet, if you were to focus on becoming better in those personal, employee-oriented conversations and your interactions with them, you would actually find that the team would become more cohesive and they would drive forward on those performance metrics that you get measured on. So, I've got a few tips for you to improve your personal or interpersonal skills to effectively drive up the performance of your team. Number one is, remember that people drive processes. It's not the other way around. Processes don't drive people. Your people can make or break a process, including a process that even isn't that consistent or viable. If you've got a good team that pulls together, they'll make even a weak process perform well. The second tip is build strong relationships. There's so much to do in your typical day as a frontline supervisor or team leader that you forget sometimes that you have to interact with your team. You need to build that camaraderie, that commitment to one another, so that when things become under stress and pressure, your team can perform at maximum potential. The third and final tip, of course, is to encourage their growth. If you want to grow the results of your department, you better start growing the team members in your department. And that means looking at the things that they're good at, the things that they could do even better, and spend time coaching and training and developing them so that they can unleash more of their capabilities to help you hit your numbers even more consistently and at a higher level. Now, once you've done all those things, you've worked on those interpersonal skills, of course, that's where we come in. We can help you through our workshops. Whether it be an on-site workshop for your team, or having someone attend one of our public workshops, or maybe it's accessing our state-of-the-art virtual training through the virtual training studio that we have. It all starts with a conversation, and you can reach out to us on our website at uniquedevelopment.com, and why not connect with us on our social media channels, review all the hundreds of videos on our YouTube channel, or subscribe to this Leader Feeder as a podcast. No matter how you connect with us, we want to be your partners in leadership excellence.